You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going, and this is my mom.
Hello.
Is that all you have to say?
That's all I have to say right now.
You're kind of far away from the mic. We walked into the studio, and I'm not saying that's like bad. We walked into the studio. My mom's first reaction to speaking close to the microphone was, "That's unsanitary."
That is true. I did say that. I did say that. I did say you need Lysol.
Yeah. Do you have Lysol with you?
No, but if I had
known, I would have.
I meant like the spray Lysol.
Well, yeah. You can't rub these down. It's like a foam thing.
That's why if you get this close.
Okay. That is, you know, it's
funny.
I'm
sure your father is hearing this and thinking, of course she said that.
But I like, the worst part about it is that I completely agree. And I just never thought about that until just now. How there are just hundreds of people just breathing. Now I'm psyched out about it. Thanks, Mom.
I'm sorry, Zach.
I like usually get really close because like I always see rock stars get to the point where they're like so close that they're practically kissing the mic. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. So like I'll try to do that. And now I'm self-conscious about it.
I apologize. I didn't mean to add to your phobias.
It's okay.
I mean, you've already been doing this since freshman year, haven't you?
And yeah.
You're, what, now a senior?
All my phobias are hereditary, Mom. It's fine.
Oh, thank you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
During the last song, my mom goes, "Does Boy George have any other good songs?" I don't know. If anyone has any good Boy George songs, tweet at the Astro Hour. At the Astro Hour, if there are any other good Culture Club songs.
I feel like at my age I should know that, but I honestly have no...
You were alive during the peak of Culture Club.
I was. I was, yes, because I'm old.
I mean, you're old enough to be my mom, which would be old enough to know Culture Club.
This is...
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, not necessarily, I suppose.
I guess that's true.
A very misguided young Lisa Going could have had me before Culture Club. But
yeah, I guess.
Right. Whatever.
I'm trying to think Culture Club was popular. I want to say it was early 80s.
Is it early? Early or late?
No, it's early.
Now I'm confused.
It's early 80s. I'm sure your father or Jessica will text us that.
That is very true. Culture Club.
Like, when were they at the top of the charts?
Which really, that means when did Karma Chameleon come out, right?
Right.
But,
okay, right, exactly.
They were around 81 to 86. And then 98 to 2002, and then 2011 to present.
Wait, 98 to 2002? Like, no,
they were around for 4 years. Well, I'm assuming they broke
probably
up.
Just doing the hits.
Yeah,
the hit.
Okay, what are some of the other songs they've got? Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Oh, right. That's a good song.
I've never heard of that.
No, that's a good song.
Time in parentheses, Clock of the Heart.
So when you said time, I thought Time in a Bottle, which is a much older
song.
They
did not write. They're not. Boy George is not Jim Croce.
Croce.
I always mispronounce that. I always say Croce.
No, it's Croce. At least
Croce.
As I remember it, but I guess it could be something I've been doing wrong my whole life.
No, no. I've had Dad correct me on this before, and he always goes Jim Croce, and I'm like, okay, but I still don't listen. How old is Boy George? Did he look this up?
Yes, he's.
He's 57.
Yes.
Wow. That's,
I thought
that's
he was
strange.
Older than that, I gotta say.
And that's him in 2003, so as of 5 years ago, he's still trying to do the androgynous thing, but a little less.
Yeah.
So, I dig it, you know. That's good. Good for him.
I think we've already talked about Boy George way too much.
I disagree.
Okay.
Fine. All right. We're on the Astro Hour, and we talk about one thing here. So, who's your favorite member of the Fab Five? Mom.
But I don't know all the names of the new Fab Five.
How have you not watched this many episodes of Queer Eye to know the Fab Five?
I've only watched like three so far.
Which ones have you watched?
But you should watch more. Like the one. I like the guy with the little like gray hair.
Tan.
Tan.
The British Pakistani one.
Is it Tan
like T-A-N? T-A-N. Yes. Tan. His name's Tan France.
I like him a lot.
He's great. He looks so good.
Yeah. He's so adorable.
Good. He's very sweet.
Yes, he's adorable.
There's one episode. Did I tell you about the style icon? No, you watched that episode, right? The one where it's like the movie buff and he's trying to propose to his girlfriend.
Yes.
And his style icon is Fraser Crane.
Yes. I don't get that. And again, I don't get that for so many reasons. One, I watched Fraser in Cheers. Mm-hmm. And then your father and I have rewatched the mm-hmm. whole Frasier series recently.
I don't understand why you haven't rewatched Cheers, but that's fine.
Why we haven't, that's a whole, I have no idea. Except that it's too dated for me.
11 seasons of datedness. I mean, there's the episode.
It's too dated. Like, Frasier wasn't as dated. Frasier held up, but Cheers is dated.
But Frasier's also like the 90s versus the 80s.
Right.
You know?
But he had no sense of style. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had like a middle-aged man style, even when he was supposed to be playing younger in Cheers. In Cheers, he wore sweater vests.
Yeah. He's like kind of supposed to look dorky, I guess.
Yes, he is supposed to look. He's supposed to look Boston dorky, like Beacon Hill dorky.
But I would understand, or you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me a lot of, I'm trying to find a word I can say on the radio. The douche in Goodwill Hunting, the one who's in the Harvard bar, and he's like trying to like one up Ben Affleck, and he's like, tell me about like the economics of the agrarian South, like, you know, that guy. Right. And then Matt Damon schools him.
Right. That is, yeah. that was, I mean, I don't know. That was the stereotypical,
yeah.
Back Bay-ish kind of, I don't want to say anything bad.
I'm in Boston because I go to Harvard.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Our old school money Boston, you know, grew up in the rich part of Boston.
I don't know if I even have that stereotype in my mind,
I don't
which
think it necessarily exists anymore, but I think that was what was portrayed. And it's funny you mentioned Goodwill Hunting because, you know, we were watching it the other day.
I didn't.
And yes, and your father loves it. I'm so about it. Your sister hates it.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
She doesn't like Matt and Ben anymore, does she? Or she doesn't like Ben. She likes Matt.
I don't, but I think she hated it before her discuss with Matt and Ben.
Yeah.
You know, but...
No, I love that movie. Yeah. I think it's a great movie. I know a lot of people who grew up in Boston who don't like that movie, and they think it's too stereotypical. But I'd still rather Goodwill Hunting than The Departed.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I just watched The Departed for the first time yesterday. And I'm like, this is bad. I mean, it's a good movie, but I'm like, in terms of portrayal of Boston, I'm like, I don't like this. It makes me uncomfortable.
I think that is what she didn't like. I don't think she likes the portrayal of Boston. I thought, and I think I did think it was fairly accurate mm-hmm. at the time. So
it talks about a very subgroup of people, but or like a subset of people, right? You got to take it, but like, you know, it presents a narrative. It's not trying to say some big thing. Like, there's never, like in the Departed and in The Town and in all the other Boston crime movies, there's always like a title screen that's like Boston, like 1976, or like all the trailers are like this is like the real Boston. Like that's dumb. But Goodwill Hunting never tries to do that. Goodwill Hunting is just like, this is a story about like three guys, you know?
Right. That is, I agree with that. And I think that's the thing with the way these, right, it's about the guys. And for me, what I just didn't like is I like to see more of the happy ending. Mm-hmm. And I get frustrated every time I don't see more of how things turned out for that person.
So you don't like Gone Baby Gone or The Departed or The Town?
I haven't seen Gone Baby Gone.
You have seen Gone Baby Gone.
Have I?
I distinctly remember...
I blocked it out of my mind then.
Walking downstairs...
And we were watching
when I was like in eighth grade and you and Dad were watching Gone Baby Gone.
No memory of
specifically
this.
Specifically
remember
this.
There you go.
Because I remember the title drop. I remember the point where, like, the gangster is just like, she's gone, baby. Gone. Like, and I'm just like, wow, that's dumb.
Yeah, I don't.
And then I left. Whatever.
Nothing.
No, maybe this is a fake memory.
What are the Boston movies? I mean, there's been Boston movies forever. I mean.
Mystic River? Is that a Boston movie? I've never seen Mystic River.
Mystic River is about the area. Yeah. It's like another crime movie.
Is there a Kevin Smith movie that's a Boston movie? No. They're all New Jersey. There's some Boston movie that I didn't realize was a Boston movie the other day. I don't know. Let's go into another song. And here we go. I'm in the phone booth. It's a one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just
Thank you. street. I could tell by your look that you didn't want to meet. So this time I went away, but next time I'm just gonna have to say, could I buy you a dress or something? Could I buy you some jewelry or something? Be able to put me off till later. I'll put on my charm, I'll tingle your spine. I'll take off my charm and then you wanna die. Or could I buy you a dress or something? Could I buy you some jewelry or something? Would you go out with me or something? Would you sleep with me?
What are your opinions on schools starting before Labor Day, Mom?
Oh, shoot. This is a tough one for me because, you know, I technically, personally wouldn't like it, but I know that people like it because they get out at a reasonable time. And on the Northeast here, because of the snow, it helps everybody get out at a reasonable time. They're not going as late into the year. I like, and that's just could be an age thing, mm-hmm. and you know, you guys are all done with public school, but
yeah,
I like having you, you know, start when after Labor Day.
Is Labor Day this year? Labor Day is
it's like
September
the second,
3rd.
Third, yeah.
Yeah. I'm all for trying to get kids out of school in June, right? Or like in early June instead of like, I would sometimes get out at like June like 19th, wouldn't I?
Oh, even later, because yeah. I mean, there were times when we were still in school on Jessica's birthday.
Yeah.
And her birthday is the 23rd. Even later, I think. There were a couple of years where you got out late into June.
Yeah.
Because we had really bad winters. But...
like, so I guess my point being, like, I don't see a big difference between getting out June 23rd and June 19th, you know?
Like, believe that either.
Yeah. If they could start it early enough that I would get out in like May, that'd be great.
Right.
Not
so
me,
you're
but
saying,
like,
so you're saying unless it's the first week in June or the end of May that it, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make if it's the end of June?
Or you know? If it's before June 15th or something? Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But,
yeah.
Like, point being, it's a little...
But, again, I'm sure my opinion's controversial. I'm sure a lot of people like the idea. I don't know. For me, summer ends after Labor Day, not, you know... And once your kids are in school, once you've started that morning routine, they're, you know, now summer's over.
Yeah, summer's
although,
over.
Although, with that said... here's the thing. So the kids that stop before Labor Day, because a lot of schools around us have done it, they also end up off for Labor Day.
Yeah.
You know?
That is dumb, isn't
so
it?
It's, you know, so they go in for like, you know, 2 days. Or what is this? I guess Memphis starting June 28th. Is that what I just read? I mean, so then.
Yeah. I suppose there are two ways to do
that. Are they
going to
take that Friday off? Probably not. Oh, wait. Isn't the 28th would be the end of the week? And then they'll have the Monday Labor Day off. So I
Oh no, the 20th is a Tuesday. The 20th is a Tuesday.
So if they're starting the 28th, they would be in school.
They would have school 4 days. And then they would have
the
I'm
Monday
assuming
off.
They'd have
so
the
I guess
Monday
that's
off.
Not too bad. They'd have 2 4-day weeks.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, I guess.
It's like a nice it's kind of a slow there are two ways to view that, I guess. It's like a slow start to like ease people into it.
True.
Or it's a start that messes up your routine. And I think you and I both would rather have the routine.
Right.
But
right.
But it also means that you go, oh, I guess this isn't a problem in Medford, right? Because they don't have weekly schedules, but you don't have a Monday in there for 2 weeks, which is kind of,
right.
That's kind of annoying.
We don't have that, which is, I mean, why they changed that a million years ago, right?
Yeah. To the six day week.
Rotating. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is dumb, but like it makes sense for that. What Tufts does to get by that, because Tufts does have a 5 day week, right? Is they'll just like schedule a Tuesday on a Wednesday if they lost a Tuesday, which is like confusing. But it also makes for a much easier to understand schedule for human beings, which I like.
Are you saying for the 4 years you were in high school, you didn't, did that affect you in middle school too? That you were confused by the 6 day schedule?
Well, there would be days where I would go in and have no idea.
I do remember like, us leaving the house, and I don't know if it was with Jessica or with you saying, is today a Monday schedule or today a,
A day.
An A day, yeah, an A day, a B day.
Luckily, there were some teachers who would like have it hanging outside of their door, which was really useful. But there would be days where I'd just come in and be like, and I would come in late, right? Because like my homeroom teacher didn't care.
I wonder if he's listening.
He's not listening. There's
he's
there's
away, I think.
No way in hell that he's listening. But where I'd just be like, I have no idea what class I'm going to, except senior year, because senior year was the only year where I had a schedule that was the same 100% of the time.
Wait a minute, but, oh.
Because that was the year I had orchestra every day.
Right. You had orchestra every year except for 1 year, right?
And junior year I didn't.
Freshman year, first period.
Even like the first two years, like freshman and sophomore year, I like only took it a couple times. Like I would take it like 4 days a week instead of 6 days a week. So then like senior year I had it every day. So like my schedule was the same every day, which was great. It was beautiful.
You loved studying with the orchestra though.
It was awesome. It was a great time. He could be listening. I doubt it, but like he could be. There's a higher chance.
He has occasionally listened. I know he's mentioned it to us before.
Great class. Orchestra's awesome.
You should mention his name.
Why would I mention his name?
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. That's personal information, Ma.
He's a great teacher, great orchestra teacher. And for those of you who don't know, Zachary played violin.
I played violin. Yeah. I can still work my way around. I picked it up for the. There's a siren. Shout out to our. Is that fire or police?
Sounds like fire.
Shout out to the Somerville Fire Department.
Where we are? Are we Somerville or Medford right now?
We're
this section of the street.
In Medford, I believe. Or actually, I think. No, we're in Medford. We're in Medford. Okay. I usually define it as the train tracks, but it's not the train tracks.
Right.
Technically, because I think the line is like here or
it's
something.
It's jagged. Jagged? I just, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Jagged.
Yeah, that, like, we won't jagged. Go there because it's one of
it's
the
It's fine.
We won't talk about my accent because that.
I mean, we can if you want
I'd rather not because you know I don't like that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I know you're dying to.
Fraser Crane as a fashion icon was the thing that I had written down. Fraser Crane as a style icon and Boston movies were the things that I wrote down. Any thoughts on either of those? I think
we're done with both of those.
I'm fascinated with Fraser Crane as a style icon because I understand why he said that. It's extremely misguided.
Oh,
that's why Tan
well, then
was.
Explain it to me then why you think, because I'm still confused by this man thinking that.
I would understand why someone who's never had any sort of introduction to like the world of fashion or who's never had a guiding light, right? Like you are to me, mother.
Oh, thank you, Zachary.
Like why someone who's never had like a guiding light in terms of style would like look at Fraser Crane, who's always dressed up. Right? And be like, true, that true. Man is dressed up. You know?
Right.
Like, he doesn't look at, like Fraser's sweater vest and goes, that's a little dorky. He looks at them and goes, that man is dressed up.
Right.
You know?
Right. And he did always wear suits on the Fraser, on the show Fraser.
Yeah. Like, and I think that's...
Although he also wore white tennis shorts on that show.
That's weird.
Often.
And that man... In that episode of Queer Eye, wore a lot of shorts.
Oh, that's true.
Wore a lot of shorts.
This whole Queer Eye series is in the South. I'm surprised we haven't seen more people in shorts. Again, I've only watched like 3 episodes.
That's fair.
So,
I mean, I feel like if you're in the South, you're kind of used to it.
Right.
You wear pants, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know
anything about Georgia.
I
don't know anything about Georgia except Jimmy Carter.
That's a good thing to know.
He's great.
Yep.
Love Jimmy Carter. Best president of my lifetime. You were alive. Best president of your lifetime.
Yeah, I was going to say, he wasn't president in your lifetime, but he's still alive.
I've only had four presidents in my life. Three presidents in my lifetime.
Yeah, you're not counting the current
president. The current one. I've had three. Wait, someone mentioned a Boston movie. Did Jessica mention a Boston? Someone texted me a Boston movie. And I actually...
How many have you been getting texts?
I've been getting a lot of texts.
Wow.
Wait, Jessica said... No, wait, that might have been a Boy George song. She goes, Miss Me Blind. Is that a Boy George song?
It might be.
I think it's, or a Culture Club song.
That must be.
And then she said, I hate math.
Math.
M-A-T-H.
What? What made her think about math?
Because that's Good Will Hunting. That's why she hates Good Will Hunting.
Oh, right. She does hate math.
Yeah, because she hates math. But it's fine. It's fake
what
math.
What math teachers she had at Mifflin High.
I mean, you don't want to call them out.
No, it doesn't matter. She never liked math. That was never her thing from a little on, you know.
It's like, fine.
Yeah.
I mean...
There are traits that you see in your children young that even though you try to correct them, are still there as they get older. Math was not hers.
I'm of the belief that I'm going to teach my children algebra from a very young age.
It can be done.
And then I'm going to get away with it.
Go for it.
I'm going to. And maybe calc. But probably not calc. Calc's a little more heady.
Absolutely.
But algebra... So the reason I think you can teach algebra is because you can teach algebra with, like, objects.
Manipulatives.
Yeah. Like, you can have, like, an equal sign, and then you can have blocks, and you can mess around with the blocks. And it's
right.
Great. You know? And it's, like, that's very algebraic.
Right.
Calculus is, like, a little more... Like, you need to know what a graph is to do
your
calculus.
Your major is a science major, so you're not going to teach your kids science-y stuff?
Well, no, I will, but, like, Like, you need to do algebra before you can do, like, really serious science.
True.
Like, the science I'm going to teach my kids is going to be, I think, akin to just, you know, what, like, dad would say when I was in the car when he would, like, drive me home, where I would, like, ask what, like, cells are.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I would do that,
absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I love that kind. That's perfect.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I mean, that's what I think the point of being a parent is to, like, explain stuff, you know? I don't know. Maybe. What's your biggest parenting victory, Mom?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a hard question.
The answer
and this is
going to
be
me.
One of those things. Yes, you. It's going to be those things where I'm going to say something and it's going to offend one of you, right?
I don't care.
No.
Jessica might care. I don't
biggest
care.
Biggest. You're both victories.
Well, no, I'm not saying that one of us needs to be victory.
Potty training?
I mean.
Was potty training my biggest parenting?
That's not a parenting victory. Everybody does that.
Oh, sometimes it can be.
I think it's cute. You buy the book. You buy the Potty Time with Elmo book, and then boom, bada bam, done.
I bought a book for everything.
I know you bought a book for everything.
You name it. Losing a tooth, you had a book for it, you know.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'd always love to twirl the teeth. That's what I like to do. I liked when they got to the point where they were loose enough that they were just like barely
and
there.
And they're just really hanging by a thread.
Just hanging by a thread. And you're just waiting for them to fall out. It's great.
Not really a thread though, it's tissue. But,
yeah, it's human skin. Yeah, whatever. This just got gross.
This did get gross.
But
parenting victory. I honestly that I just have two
no,
pretty cool adults. That's my
it's never aw. Thanks. I'm not an adult.
Oh.
I'm in a college radio station, Mom.
But technically you are an adult.
Yeah, I guess legally. I can't rent a car.
Yeah, that makes no sense. That at 21 you can't rent a car.
It doesn't make sense that at 18 you can't drink, but like whatever. Except I suppose drunk driving.
I mean,
whatever.
I was young enough that I could drink at 18, and I actually like the 21 age. I'm sure there are a lot of people that still think it should be younger. I think 21 is. I think that a couple of years makes a difference. Somebody's beeping the
horn
at us.
There's a lot of traffic outside. Yeah. I think that's interesting. I will say I do think there is like certainly effect. Like no one I really knew drank in high school, which where I do think if the drinking age were 18, that would be very, very different, right?
Right.
Like that right. it did
absolutely
create like a pretty huge culture difference.
Right.
In terms of high school culture, which I
and
find,
again,
I find
I'm old enough to remember when people could drink at that age, so that means they're starting drinking even younger.
Yeah.
And
that's
you
true.
Know, I'm going to tell you, when I was in high school, people could, well, you could drink at 18, but you also could smoke everywhere. So these are two things I don't need to see us come get back to. You could, I mean, there was smoking in the bathrooms. There was smoking on the court.
People still smoked in the bathrooms.
Okay, in the courtyards. Believe it or not, used to go out to those courtyards a lot in Mifflin High. We don't
That's weird.
Do that now. But
no one uses those courtyards. You're not allowed to.
But you could go out there. Yeah. And, you know. Anyways.
I'm actually not sure if people smoked in the bathrooms when I was in high school. It could just be that it was so ingrained into, like, the tile and the wall that every time you'd go in, it would smell like cigarette smoke. Because I never for the life of me saw someone smoking in the bathroom. And I didn't know that many smokers in high school at all. I still barely know any.
Again, a great thing that has changed with the culture. Is that,
I mean, but that changed without changing the law. Although now, I think you can't buy cigarettes until you're 21 now.
Well, I was going to say, you used to be able to buy cigarettes as a kid. I'm young. I don't remember, you know, but now you can't buy cigarettes young.
You have to be 21. Mm-hmm. I know this. Now, but I think that's a recent change.
21
I think
eight, he, yeah, 18.
I think it used to be 18.
Yeah, but
now
before
it's
that, I think it was Steve. Because you could, I mean, parents could send their kids or young
to
go
the corner
buy
store.
Cigarettes. Again, I'm dating myself.
It's so
which
strange.
I don't like to do.
Not even dating yourself that much, though, because that wasn't even
true.
That far back.
I hope
right?
that's true. Yeah,
where smoking was a huge deal, and now everyone's juuling, and it's fine.
Wait, you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes now? Is that true?
Yes.
Really? Because what about because
I was in a liquor store and I was buying a lighter and they ID'd
me. I mean, when did that
had
to be really recent? Because Jessica at 18 went out to on her 18th birthday went to buy cigars.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's like within the last couple years.
Interesting.
I think it's a thing like that. I don't know. I should know this. I like knowing my Massachusetts public policy, but
yes.
I'm blanking on this one. But I do know that it is currently 21. I don't know when it changed.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go into some more music, and then we're going to read a PSA and talk more. Do you like the Talking Heads, Mom?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it, you got it.
And we're back. That was a lot of music there. I've been playing a lot of long songs today.
That's okay.
Do you have a message for us, Mom?
I guess I do.
Yes.
Which is actually something I would say to you at home, right?
Yes, precisely.
All right. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I love it. I love that too. Don't, because that's like your, that's your reading voice.
That was my, yes.
That's your reading voice, and it, I think that's great.
Which is kind, was kind of raspy still too.
That's fine. Oh, thank you. There's a binder, folks, full of all of these PSAs.
A binder full of PSAs.
Binder full of PSAs. That's a very dated reference at this point. That's 6 years ago.
It is. It's
that's a, 6 years ago. Yeah. Well, in a presidential election that no one even really remembers.
A good use of a binder, though, is the PSAs. Yeah, we don't need to talk about the reference of that election.
So, I was listening to Hank Green's podcast with his wife. Do you know about this?
That he has a podcast with his wife? No, I did not know that.
So Hank Green and his wife have a podcast called Delete This, where every week they go through his Twitter and she critiques it.
Like his current Twitter or his previous, like old tweets?
All the tweets from this week, because he wants to be more conscious of the image he's putting out online and like not being negative and stuff. And he's cited that it's been like really good for them because he thinks it's very important to have someone that you really care about like look at like your online messaging and stuff like that. And like
I don't disagree with that. I actually think that, and there's been times, and your father's listening, where I've said to him, you sure you want to say that? Or,
yeah,
you know.
So that's the whole point of the podcast. But they were talking about Hank's political views and how he even over the last like decade has gotten slightly more conservative. He used to be sort of like a burn down capitalism kind of person, and now he's more like of a measured liberal. And he was saying, you know, who knows, like in 10 years I could be like Mitt Romney. And his wife Catherine goes, Mitt Romney, he ran for president? And I'm like, that's, no one knows who Mitt Romney is.
I was thinking about Mitt Romney today, because one of the things that I remember people complaining about was about that he was a businessman kind of thing too.
Yeah.
You know, or I don't know if it was complaining, but would comment. That would be the comments at the time, you know.
Like from right-wing people or left-wing people?
I don't even know. In general, it was one of his, like, is that a strong suit? I guess is the question. Was it a strong suit or not a strong suit? You know, I mean, his big claim to fame was saving the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Where did he save the Olympics?
Oh, if we're dating ourselves.
In Salt Lake City?
Yeah, that Olympics was failing, and he came in and helped revive it.
Well, he's
yeah.
Mormon.
You know,
so
all that.
Salt Lake City.
Right, all
yeah.
that pre-Olympic stuff that has to happen,
yeah.
the planning and the money and the mm-hmm. the building, he came in and
did
I
it.
Wish I could remember the story, all the stories of that now, and I can't, but... Yeah.
Oh, Mitt Romney. Oh. I mean, his other claim to fame, of course, is being the governor of Massachusetts.
I mean, we've had Republican governors, obviously. Mm-hmm. We had, you know.
We had mostly Republican
right.
governors
right.
in recent history, which is strange.
Yeah.
I think I've got a theory that that's Massachusetts liberals trying to pretend that they're, like, bipartisan and measured. Is I'm not a diehard. I voted for Charlie Baker. You know, I feel like that's...
I did not vote for Charlie Baker.
I couldn't vote in that election.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Couldn't vote in that election.
Your father has a view on this. And again, I don't know if anybody's even listening or knows this, that your father, again, was more Republican than he is.
It's always good to say context. That's
you
me.
Know, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not. He's not a Republican anymore. But he believes that it's good for Massachusetts to... have the Republican governor to keep sort of a checks and balance kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, I think that's dumb. I think that's a dumb
yeah,
opinion.
But I'm probably presenting his view incorrectly, but that he has recently said something mm-hmm. to me about that.
Yeah.
But
I think people who say that, and I love my father and I respect my father's political opinions. I think people who say that, because like he's not alone in saying that. There are a lot of people who say that. They don't realize that while the Massachusetts House of Representatives and the Massachusetts State Senate are predominantly Democratic, that there are conservative and liberal wings of that that
yes.
body.
Yes.
Right? There are like Democrats in the Massachusetts House of Representatives that are very obstructionist, right? And people don't realize that. They themselves are their own checks and balances.
Like, that this is probably
it
true.
Doesn't fall yes. along party lines. It falls along like ideological lines
right.
more than anything.
Anyways.
Whatever. Politics are dumb. Mitt Romney. is funny. You know what his one vice is?
He likes like bologna sandwiches or something silly.
Lucky Charms. He starts his day off with two bowls of Lucky Charms.
It's just...
I think we're going to sign off now, Mom.
Yeah, that's just... we'll end on the Lucky Charm.
Thank you for coming on the show with me
today,
Mom.
Thank you for having me, Zach.
This has been very pleasant. Do you have anything left to say?
I don't think so. I'm good.
In that case, then, you've been listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. Stay tuned for Strike the Box. Here is Prince.
The following program is brought to you in living